Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. Our discussion this week centers on the tragic and common reality of abuse in marriage. As we talk about marriage, we acknowledge reality. While God commands a one-lifetime marriage for each of us, what are we to do if we are being abused within our marriage? Is divorce an option? As always, we turn to the Bible for our answer. But first, keeping in mind what I said yesterday, my introduction, which I hope you heard, let's begin by defining what I mean by abuse. Simply put, to abuse is to treat another person with cruelty, especially regularly and repeatedly. In the context of marriage, abuse is to treat one spouse with cruelty regularly and repeatedly. When I use the word abuse, this is what I mean. There are multiple forms of abuse. There is, of course, physical abuse. I define physical abuse as intentionally causing bodily harm to an individual. But there is also sexual abuse, verbal abuse, emotional abuse, and mental or psychological abuse. It is common for an abusive person to act out their anger and rage in all of these ways. Perhaps your spouse began to abuse you first verbally, insults, biting sarcasm, expletive-filled yelling and screaming, and then he or she began to manipulate your emotions, then micromanage and control your every move. Perhaps you have become paranoid as a result of this constant barrage of mental harassment. You have begun to accept that what your spouse says about you is true. This really is all your fault. And you are now a shell of your old self. And then comes the bodily harm. You show up in the emergency room with black eyes, a broken arm, burn marks, or a welt on the side of your face. You cover for your spouse and blame it on an accident. You tripped coming down the stairs. Many recipients of abuse actually consider physical harm to be not as bad as the constant verbal, emotional, mental, that is psychological terror. Just talking about this makes me want to reach through this radio or through whatever device you listen to this podcast on and to defend you, to help you against your husband who is treating you this way or your wife who is treating you this way. What is worse than having to go home tonight and live in the same apartment or house with a spouse who treats you like this? As you will likely detect in my voice and by what I say this week, my compassion for anyone living under these constant, regular, and repeating attacks runs deep. The home, the very place where you are supposed to feel the safest, is instead a battleground for you. The prevailing fear and the anxiety of what's awaiting you, home is a harmful place. As we talk about what the Bible says, please keep in mind what I have described is reality for many people listening to God Is, maybe even for you. And do not assume that it is only men who abuse their wives. It is also true that women, wives, can be very abusive to their husbands. Abusers in marriage are both men and women. In pastoral ministry, I have encountered many women overtaken with rage that are constantly lashing out at their husbands. You may be a husband who is being abused, but you find it hard to be believed because generally our culture thinks only of abusive men. We are now living in a society where unrestrained anger is prevalent. Fury is ubiquitous. It's everywhere. People are mad. To capture this, just observe people in public. Watch what happens at the local store when a shopper is not getting their way. Watch the news. Supervise employees in your workplace. These days, dealing with human beings means you and I have to deal with people's uncontrolled tempers. And if that is how this man or this woman acts in public, what are they like at home, in private, when there is no threat of shame from watching strangers? It's worse. It's usually much worse, not better, in the home. What makes a person an abusive person? The answers to that go beyond the scope of our discussion, but I will say this. In marriage, I think these two contribute mightily to the problem. First is pornography. Nobody can indulge that and be a peaceable, loving, others-first type spouse. Pornography teaches users to debase his or her spouse. It also makes users very angry. And second, a group of people now at the age for marriage, whose parents and everyone else in their life constantly told them how wonderful they are. Narcissism rules, self-centeredness reigns, and both kill when someone does not get their way. And not getting your way? Welcome to marriage. In marriage, when one spouse has it their way, the other spouse does not. But in healthy marriages, both spouses learn to put the other one ahead of him or her. That's what Jesus calls denying yourself. But the spouse obsessed with the self will not do that. These are definitely major contributing factors to what makes a person an abusive person. If your spouse uses pornography, and/or was raised to be the center of attention and has an arms-wide-open, embraced worship of the self, well, then I would not be surprised if you endure abuse in some form. Am I right? So in this context, it is fair to ask, does God care? If you are being abused, does God care about it? Does God care about you? The answer, as clear as the blue sky on a cloudless day, is this: yes, God definitely cares. Listen now to some scripture. Psalm 9, verse 9. That's easy to remember. Psalm 9, 9. The Lord also will be a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. To be abused is to be oppressed, and God is your stronghold. He is your protector in times of trouble. God is. And Psalm chapter 10, verses 17 and 18 says, O Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline your ear to vindicate the orphan and the oppressed, so that man who is of earth will no longer cause terror. Psalm 10, verses 17 and 18. The abused are the oppressed, and God hears you. He will strengthen your heart. He will incline his ear to you, and he will vindicate you so that this person will no longer cause your terror. That's Psalm 10, 17, and 18. And listen to the end of Jesus' mission statement, which he himself read in his hometown synagogue in the scroll from the prophet Isaiah. I'm reading Luke chapter 4, the very end of verse 18. Luke 4, part of verse 18 reads, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to set free those who are oppressed." Someone says that means spiritually oppressed. Yes, and people who are abused are spiritually oppressed. The Lord Jesus has been sent to set you free. Does God care? Oh, yes, God cares. He cares so much, he sent his son Jesus for you. Furthermore, let me demonstrate biblically how much God cares for you and what you are going through, the abuse you endure, by quoting his commands to those of us who know your circumstances and what he commands us to do about it. I'm reading now Proverbs 31, verses 8 and 9. Proverbs 31, 8 and 9 says, "Open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all the unfortunate. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and defend the rights of the afflicted and needy." In the context, Proverbs 31, 8 and 9 was given to the king, but it is applicable to us who must defend the abused in our society, in our family, and in our church. God cares, and he demonstrates that care in a very practical matter. If we know of someone being abused by his or her spouse, if we are aware of an abusive marriage, we are commanded to do something about it. This is especially applicable to family members, church leaders, pastors, ministers, and elders. Of course, this applies in regards to any kind of abuse, but our focus this week is on abuse in marriage. Let me tell you something. Abuse is totally contrary to God's will for marriage. Abuse in marriage, abuse in any context, but specifically abuse in marriage, is never, ever acceptable. There are no valid excuses for it. To abuse your spouse is sin. It must be repented of and end. In my view, to abuse one's spouse is very near the most heinous and reprehensible kind of sin a sinner can commit. That is my view, but I find ample scripture to demonstrate that God hates the cruel way in which a spouse is regularly and repeatedly treated. And tomorrow we will talk more about what should be done about this, right here on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.